A restaurant in Aurora and a kitchen in a Vaughan Educational Institution were temporarily closed, while a daycare in Newmarket and food establishments in East Gwillimbury and Markham were charged with food safety violations by York Region Public Health Inspectors last week. Millstone Rice Rolls at 16025, Unit C6, Bayview Avenue in Aurora, was ordered to temporarily close on April 4 for operating in a manner permitting a health hazard, failing to maintain the food premises in a clean and sanitary condition, and failing to provide adequate protection against the entrance of insects, vermin or rodents, according to the public health inspection report. The report notes non-compliance items that included fail to provide adequate protection against the breeding of pests, fail to provide adequate protection against the harboring of pests, fail to retain records of pest control measures taken for 1 year, fail to ensure floors are kept clean, in good repair, fail to maintain the premises in a clean and sanitary condition, fail to ensure facility surface sanitized as necessary, fail to ensure equipment surface sanitized as necessary, fail to ensure facility surface cleaned as necessary, fail to ensure equipment surface cleaned as necessary, adjust or repair malfunctioning cooler, fail to ensure presence of certified food handler or supervisor during all hours of operation, operate food premises maintained in manner permitting health hazard, and fail to provide thermometer in refrigeration equipment that is easily readable. Food handler education was carried out on site with a closure order issued. Following a re-inspection April 5, the report states satisfactory compliance, and a proof of public health sign was posted, a ticket was served, and the restaurant was reopened. An inspection took place at New Renaissance Academy at 9500 Dufferin Street in Vaughan after a complaint was filed. The kitchen was ordered to close on April 2. The report notes non-compliance items that included fail to provide adequate protection against the entrance of pests, fail to maintain records of pest control measures taken, operate food premises maintained in manner permitting health hazard, and food premises maintained in manner permitting health hazard. Food handler education was carried out on site with a closure order issued. On follow-up, issues remained, including fail to provide drainage rack that is corrosion resistant, fail to provide adequate protection against the entrance of pests, fail to maintain records of pest control measures taken, fail to ensure completion of food handling training by food handler or supervisor, operate food premises maintained in manner permitting health hazard, and food premises maintained in manner permitting rodent, pest infestation, according to the inspection report. Food handler education was conducted on site. Mandatory food handler certification was educated, and a re-inspection will be conducted. The closure order remains in effect. Charminar Indian Cuisine at 66 Cooper Creek Drive, Units 4 and 5, in Markham was charged April 3 with fail to protect food from contamination or adulteration. The report notes non-compliance with fail to take reasonable precautions to ensure that food is not contaminated by hair, fail to maintain ventilation system clean, fail to maintain the premises in a clean and sanitary condition, and fail to ensure presence of certified food handler or supervisor during all hours of operation. Food hand education was carried out on site, an acceptable temporary measure put in place, food handler was educated for mandatory certification. A proof of public health sign was posted, a ticket was served, and a re-inspection was conducted. Upon re-inspection April 5, the report notes satisfactory compliance. Osmos at 200 Green Lane East, Unit 3, in East Gwillimbury was charged with maintain potentially hazardous foods at internal temperature between 4 degrees Celsius and 60 degrees Celsius and fail to ensure presence of food handler or supervisor during all hours of operation on April 5. The report notes non-compliance for fail to maintain records of pest control measures taken and adjust or repair malfunctioning cooler on March 28. Food handler education is conducted on site, re-inspection to be conducted, and proof of public health sign posted. A re-inspection on April 5 found non-compliance to adjust or repair malfunctioning cooler, fail to maintain records of pest control measures taken, and fail to ensure presence of certified food handler or supervisor during all hours of operation. Food handler education was conducted on site, an acceptable temporary measure in place, educate food handler for certificate, re-inspection to be conducted, proof of public health sign posted and a ticket was served. Tim Hopper's daycare at 525 Brooker Ridge, units 109-111, in Newmarket was charged with sanitize utensils in chlorine solution of less than 100 ppm of available chlorine on April 2. The report notes non-compliance failed to sanitize utensils using a chemical solution at the minimum concentration. An acceptable temporary measure was put in place April 2. A re-inspection found failed to sanitize utensils using a chemical solution at the minimum concentration and a ticket served. A previous re-inspection found failed to sanitize utensils using a chemical solution at the minimum concentration on March 22. Food handler education was conducted on site, an acceptable temporary measure put in place, re-inspection to be conducted and proof of public health sign posted. Subway at 19101 Leslie Street, East Gwillimbury was charged with operate food premise. Failed to keep sanitary facility sanitary on April 5. The report notes compliance issues that were corrected during inspection. Food handler education was conducted on site, proof of public health sign posted and a ticket was served. Sharon Tap House and Kitchen at 19103 Leslie Street, Unit B was charged with sanitize utensils in chlorine solution of less than 100 ppm of available chlorine on April 3, the report stated. A compliance inspection found failed to sanitize utensils using a chemical solution at the minimum concentration and failed to maintain dishwasher wash water between 60 degrees Celsius and 71 degrees Celsius on April 3. Food handler education was conducted on site, acceptable temporary measure in place, re-inspection to be conducted, proof of public health sign posted and a ticket was served. During a re-inspection, food handler education was conducted on site and a proof of public health sign was posted on April 5. York Region Public Health states the inspection report represents the condition of the restaurants at the date and time of the inspection only and does not guarantee or warrant the condition of the food premises at any other time. For more information on the above charges, contact York Region Health Connection at 1-800-361-5653, TTY 1-866-512-6228, or email access york@york.ca.